It seems to me it was last fall sometime. Remember, California had fires. And then when all the trees had been burnt off and the grass, there came some rains and floods. And on the news, there were pictures of houses suddenly just collapsing because the ground was being washed out from under them. The gospel reading today reminded me of that, because it's a good image of what Jesus was talking about. Those houses built on stone, or those houses built on sand. What is the rock or the stone of our lives? What does Jesus say to us in the gospel today? Isn't he saying that the rock on which you and I must build our lives is the rock of his teaching? Isn't he telling us that if we build our lives on what he has taught us, our lives will not end in destruction? Now, the passage today in the gospel comes right at the end of chapter 7. Well, from chapter 5 through the end of chapter 7 in Matthew's gospel, we have what is known as the Sermon on the Mount. Unfortunately, this year, we're going to miss most of it. On the fourth Sunday of Ordinary Time, right before Ash Wednesday, we had the Beatitudes. And then we went into the Lenten season. And then when the Lenten season, we were in the Easter season. And then we came to Pentecost and Trinity Sunday and the Feast of the Body and Blood of the Lord. And we missed that piece about the Sermon on the Mount, that middle section. And what, in a sense, Matthew has done in that section, he has taken some of the basic teachings of Jesus. He's put them all into one place. And it would be really good for us to take time to meditate on those teachings, because it tells us very well some of the essentials of living our lives. The point I simply want to make today is that Jesus is saying to us that if we want to build our lives solidly, if we want a firm foundation for our lives, then we must not only hear his word, but you and I must live his word. You know, it does no good for us just to read it in the Bible or maybe to listen to it some Sunday. What has to happen is that we have to take it away from here and begin to incorporate those teachings in the way we live our day-to-day lives. Sometimes I think we tend to look at the Word of God as sort of a hostile word or an oppressive word. It's as if, you know, God just does not want us to have too much fun, so he throws some laws at us. What I would like to suggest today is that the teachings that we have from God, from his Son, the Lord Jesus, are words of love. Maybe I can bring that home with an example. What parent, if they see their children playing in the middle of a busy street, doesn't yell at the child and tell it to get out of there? That's not a hostile word. That's a word of love. It's a word to protect that child, to keep it from harm. And I'd like to suggest God's word to us is like that. God's word is not a hostile word, but it is instead a word of love, a word that wants to guide us and tell us how to live our lives, so that we can come to the fulfillment of our lives, the purpose of our lives. You know, we believe that God is our creator. And doesn't it make sense that the one who created us knows how we should live? Doesn't it make sense that He should know what the purpose of our lives are all about and can tell us how to get there? You know, it's kind of like, I think, the manufacturer of something. You know, when you buy a car, it kind of makes sense to check out how the manufacturer suggests you take care of the car. Because if you do it right, you're probably going to get much more satisfaction out of it. Of course, I know a lot of us don't read the owner's manual. And a lot of us don't read the owner's manual of our lives either. We want to do it our way and hope that that'll get us where we want to go. And Jesus is telling us this morning where that gets us is disaster. We must do it His way. But again, not a hostile way, not an oppressive way, but the way of love. He gives us His word because He loves us. And He wants to guide us to the fulfillment of our lives. But you and I must build our lives on that word. Because if we build our lives on His teaching, then we will find the purpose of our existence. Another image has come to me from that house image. You know, if you have two houses sitting side by side, or, well, that might not work. Two houses, though. One on rock, the other on sand. They're going to look about the same until the flood comes. And I think that's something like that in our lives. You know, the person who bases their life on the law of God and the person who bases their life on whatever, they may both go along looking fairly good for a time. But then someday, the trials will come. The flood will come. And only the one who's built solidly on the Word of God is going to endure. Jesus invites us. Jesus counsels us to build our lives on His Word.